Hello, everybody. My name is Andrew.
And I'm Cassie.
And this is the Culips English Podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Simplified Speech, our Culips series, which features clear, natural, and easy to understand English conversations between two friends who also happen to be English native speakers. The friend I just mentioned is my trusty co-host, Cassie. Hey there, Cassie. How's it going?
Hey, Andrew, and hey, listeners. I'm doing well. Hope you are too.
So, Cassie, we have a fun episode, I think, today. Something a little bit different, because today we're going to talk about spas, saunas, bathing, and relaxing. Okay, a lot of water.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it does sound nice. And this episode was suggested to us by Edit, one of our awesome Culips members and an active user of our Discord server. And in fact, Edit left us this suggestion on our Discord server because we have a channel there where you can easily suggest topics to us, guys. So if you have something that you'd like Cassie and me to discuss on Simplified Speech, that is the best way to let us know. And yeah, today we're going to be talking about spas and saunas.
I love when we get episode requests, so I'm excited for today's episode. But before we get started with today's conversation, I just want to let you guys know that the best way to improve your English with Culips is by becoming a Culips member. Culips membership can help you take your English skills to the next level and become the confident English speaker that you've always dreamed about. As a Culips member, you'll get unlimited access to all of the learning materials that our team of teachers create to help you improve your English faster than ever. Some of these benefits that you can get as a member include interactive transcripts and helpful study guides for all of our regular episodes, ad-free audio so you don't have to listen to the ads like this one, and you'll also get an invitation to our monthly live streams where you can hang out and practice English with Andrew and other Culips members. Plus, there are some special bonuses like exclusive content and our member-only series, The Fluency Files. And the best thing is, you'll get all of this for an affordable price. So join the club, become a Culips member, and start improving your English with us today. To join, just visit culips.com or follow the link in the description for this episode.
And we also want to give a shout out to one of our listeners named Babak. So shout out to you, Babak. Now, Babak left us a great little review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. And Babak wrote, "Hi, I'd like to thank you for all of the fantastic contents of the lessons. And also, I appreciate the kindness of the hosts, especially Andrew." That's my favorite part of the review right there.
I'm sure.
"Keep going, please." So Babak is writing to us from Sweden, actually, Cassie, which is awesome because we don't have a ton of listeners in Sweden, but yeah, we do have at least one, and it also kind of ties into the sauna theme for today, so that's awesome. So Babak, thank you for that awesome review and for being a listener and for supporting us with that awesome rating on Apple Podcasts. Okay, Cassie, we can jump in and get started with this episode. And I think we should start by clarifying some of the different things that we'll talk about in this episode, because to be honest, listeners, Cassie and I had to do this before we started recording. We were like, okay, what are the differences between all of these things? We want to make sure that we're clear about it as well. So why don't we do that then, Cassie? Let's clear it up. First of all, we're going to be talking mainly, I think, today about spas and saunas. And what are the differences between those two things? How are they different?
I think a spa is more all-inclusive and is really focused on relaxation, and it offers a lot of services. So at a spa, you could get facials or massages or like a meditation clinic or a mud bath or lots of different services. But saunas are usually more simple. They're just hot rooms where you can go to sweat out the toxins, and you can find them a lot more regularly, and they're usually a lot cheaper or even free, depending on gyms that you go to or clubs that you're a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a sauna is more just like this really hot room. It's usually made out of wood, and sometimes it's heated by having some really hot rocks that you pour water over top of the rocks, and it creates steam in the room. There are also infrared saunas and electric saunas. To be honest, I'm not a sauna expert, but I have seen those different kinds before. Whereas a spa, to me, I always think they're pretty fancy. They're usually a little expensive to enter, and maybe because of that, you know, guys, I've actually never been to a spa like the one that Cassie was describing earlier. I've seen a lot of them on TV and movies, and they always have that upscale feeling to them. Cassie, have you ever visited one of those kinds of spas?
I've never been to an all-day spa, but I have gone to one or two spa-like experiences. I went to a spa for a specific purpose for a few hours, and then I left.
And then Cassie and I, at the start, we were also talking about like public baths as well. A lot of different countries have bathhouses, which I guess are not really too common where we're from. At least in Canada, they're not too common. Are they common in the USA?
No, I was really surprised by my first bathhouse experience in Korea. I was like, everybody's naked. That never happens in the US. I think outdoor hot pools are pretty common in the West Coast. So yeah, like natural pools, but not man-made bathhouses.
Yeah, in Korea, where I live now and where Cassie lived for a long time, there are these places called jimjilbangs. And if you go to a jimjilbang, it's kind of like a public bath. So they're gender segregated. So it's not everybody naked at the same time together. Although I've heard that those kinds of places exist in Europe, which seems even more like a culture shock to me, I think. But yeah, so the first step when you go to one of these places is there's like baths and different pools for different temperatures. And you can shower and bathe in these pools. And then after you put on some clothes, you put on this little like suit that they give you, right? And then you can go into a main area where everybody is back together. And there are different saunas there. And you can even eat snacks. They sell snacks. Famous snack is the hard-boiled egg to eat. And you can relax, you can sleep. There are lots of different activities you can do. So it's a place where you can bathe and sweat it out in the hot room, but also socialize or relax. So that kind of place is very, I think, unique to Korea.
Yeah, I think they have them in Japan too, but I will say that those kind of places are kind of like spas in the US, but cheaper, where everybody can access them. And they do have extra services that you could pay for on top of just going to the bathhouse. For example, I haven't been too many times, but one of my favorite things to do there is to get something called a seshin, which is when you go into a room and you lay on, like, it almost feels like an operating table. Like, it's not comfortable. It's like a metal table. And you have this old Korean grandma lady come out and she just scrubs your entire body as hard as she can. And it removes all of the dead skin. And it's kind of a weird experience, but your skin feels so smooth and fresh afterwards. And every time I've done it, I've loved it. Have you done that, Andrew?
I haven't had that experience, Cassie. I haven't had the confidence. Maybe one day I'll build up to that step, but for now I haven't. But I'm glad to hear that you had a good experience with that, and I'll add it to my list of things to do in the future.
You definitely should, even if it's just once.
And I have to say also that you're absolutely correct about the hot springs on the West Coast, at least for Canada. I'm not sure about the States, but of course I'm from the western part of Canada and we have lots of hot springs, and often there are some that are outside. Last time I visited Canada, I went with my brother to a hot spring. It was really awesome. There are like these pools outside and it's not like really wild. Like you might imagine that you're out in the forest in the mountains and there's just this hot water bubbling out of the ground and creating these pools, and you sit in those pools. There are some hot springs like that, and my brother was telling me about some that he's been to, but they require you to like hike into the woods for 6 or 7 hours or something, and they're really remote. There's also one he was telling me about that's on the coast, like right on the coast on the beach. So the waves from the ocean come in and mix with the extremely hot water that's coming out of the ground. And he said like the cold ocean water and the hot spring water mix, and it creates just this perfect temperature to sit in. So that one sounds pretty cool as well, but we didn't have time to do any big adventures like that. So we just went to this hot spring where, yeah, the water that's filling up the pools is from the ground and is naturally hot, but it's like you're in a swimming pool, essentially. Like, it just feels like you're in an outdoor swimming pool, except the water is really hot instead of just warm.
Were there a lot of people when you were there?
Yeah, there were quite a few people, but it wasn't like overcrowded or anything. So yeah, it was a good experience, and it's really relaxing. Even though we went in the summer, it was nice. Like, I don't know, there's something in the water, I think, you know, like some kind of chemical or salt or something. I'm not sure what it is.
The minerals.
Minerals, yeah. Some minerals in the water that just make you feel good after. So that's a really good experience. If you can ever try that, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, there are some really good ones in California and Oregon as well. Probably Washington too, all along that western coast.
Cassie, what about in Thailand? Do they have any kind of spas or saunas or public baths that you know of there?
Yeah, I think Thailand is pretty famous for their affordable and abundant massage parlors and spas and, yeah, relaxation amenities. There's also a lot of Japanese style onsen, like bathhouses here as well, because there's such a large Japanese population. I don't love to be touched by strangers, so I haven't gone to massages too often, but I did go to a new experience recently. It was called a sleep spa. And yeah, I thought I would talk about that here today in this episode.
You have piqued my interest. Go on. What is this sleep spa that you're talking about?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a new trend, like in the last year or so. Again, I'm not an expert, so I'm not sure. But a sleep spa is where you go and the objective is to get like a really deep hair wash and be in a dark room, silent. And the focus is to like get your hair washed and have a bit of like a neck and head massage, but then also be so relaxed that you fall asleep.
Okay.
I did not sleep. However, I don't like to be touched like massage way everywhere else, but I love a good like head scratch and like neck massage. So this was a perfect spa / massage opportunity for me specifically. Yeah, they had a lot of cool oils and they had a steamer and they had this cool hair jet thing that they could control the temperature, so you could have hot water or warm or cold. And they had little star lights along the ceiling for atmosphere.
Okay, so you go in there, and are you lying down or sitting down?
First, I felt very pampered. They introduce you to the building, and they give you these special slippers and an outfit, and then they give you a drink choice that you would like these really fancy teas. And then they take you upstairs, and you're lying down, and then they pretty much do this, like, hair treatment and neck massage for quite a while. I would say 90 minutes or so.
Wow.
Yeah. And then after that, when you're fully relaxed and immersed in the experience, they'll take you out of the room and you get a full blowout where they'll dry your hair and give you whatever hairdo you want. I mean, not like whatever you want, but you can either get it straightened or curled.
Wow. Okay. At first, when you brought this place up, the sleep spa, I thought, maybe I have to visit. Sounds interesting. And now I'm thinking it might not be that good of a fit for me.
Yeah. I think it's popular with like younger women, but I don't think it's too popular with anybody else.
Okay. I want to rewind just a little bit and go back to that word that you just used, Cassie, because I think it's a really good word to know when you're talking about spas specifically. The word is pampered. Pampered. You said that you felt really pampered. What does that mean exactly?
It means when you feel like you're taken care of and the person is doing whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're getting the VIP treatment, right? You're getting treated really, really well and all of your needs are taken care of, pampered. Exactly. Cool. So I have a story that I can share about my best sauna experience ever. I don't think I've ever talked about this on Qlips.
A new story. This is a rarity, everyone. Buckle up.
A rarity. I hope not. I may have, you know, sometimes we've been doing Qlips for many years now, and sometimes I forget exactly what I have said and haven't said. So if I am repeating myself, everyone, I'm sorry. But this happened a while ago when my wife and I visited Finland. I believe that was in 2019. So yeah, almost, wow. Yeah, it must have been about 4 or 5 years ago before the pandemic. So let's say 2019. And actually, the main purpose of that trip was to go to Spain. That was where we spent most of our time. But we had a stopover in Finland because we took Finnair, which was great. And you could plan the stopover to be multiple days. So I think you could choose between like 1 to 3 days for the stopover time that you wanted. And we were there for the maximum time. I think we spent 2 nights in Finland.
That's a win-win, honestly, right? Because your ticket might have been slightly cheaper, but also you're adding money to the Finland's economy. It's pretty great.
It's cool. And it's also like you get to check out another place and another culture. And yeah, it was fantastic. So we stayed in Helsinki for 2 nights. And while we were there, this was the winter time, so it was very snowy, very wintry. I was in my element as a Canadian. It was great. And one of the things that is recommended for tourists to do when you visit Finland is go to a sauna, because it's like sauna capital of the world. All of the Nordic countries, I think, are really famous for having a strong sauna culture. And yeah, for being famous for their saunas. So we went to the sauna in Helsinki that was called the Loili sauna, and it was amazing. It was definitely one of the highlights of the whole trip and the best sauna experience of my life. You go in and there were multiple different saunas with different heat levels. Really cool. Really relaxing, really nice. There weren't that many people there, maybe because it was the winter. I think this facility specifically was more catered towards tourists. There were a lot of tourists there.
So maybe in the summer it would have been busier.
Yeah, so I'm thinking in the summer it may have been busier. But this is why it was so awesome, is that it was on the Baltic Sea. So you go in the sauna, you get really, really hot, really, really sweaty, in like the hottest sauna there, almost to the point where you feel like, oh, I'm going to pass out. Then you open the door and you can go outside and there's a path from the sauna all the way to the ocean, which is maybe like 30 meters or so. It's not that far. I don't think anybody was wearing any flip-flops or boots or anything. You just walk in the snow and they cut this big hole in the ocean and then you can jump in the ocean.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah. When I say they cut a hole in the ocean, it's because it was frozen over.
It must have been freezing.
Yeah, it's such a shock because you go from this super hot sauna room to like freezing cold ocean. And then, yeah, it's like as soon as you hit that water, everything goes blank, right? Like your mind is blank. Your ears are almost like bang. It's so cold. And then you just have to make sure that you get out of the water. Get out of the water and then scurry back inside, back to the sauna, heat up and do it again. I think I did it 2 or 3 times. So that was awesome. And then what's even better is they have like a little bar inside the sauna. So I bought a beer after and my wife, I think, had a tea or something, a juice. So there's like this little lounge you can hang out and have a drink. And then, yeah. Once you're finished with that, you feel like $1 million. You feel amazing, like you're a brand new human all over again.
I want to go try that one. Seriously, I have to plan my trip to Finland now.
Yeah, no, next time you go to Sweden, because I know you go there often, you should definitely check out Finland and check out that sauna, which makes me think of your time in Sweden. Have you ever been to a sauna or a place like that while you were there?
I haven't, but what is it called? Ice swimming? Winter swimming is super common there. And my uncle, he's not Swedish, but he, you know, tries to fit in with the natives. And he swims every morning, all year round. Doesn't matter how cold it is.
Really?
Mm.
In the ocean or like a lake or?
In a big lake right near their house. And he has a group that he goes with. And I heard that they said the health benefits of swimming in this, you know, freezing water is just so good for you and your circulation.
Yeah, it's a huge trend these days, actually, to go to saunas and also to take ice baths. And there's a lot of new research coming out about how both of these things are really healthy. And a lot of people on YouTube and podcasts, you know, because I'm into running, I listen to running podcasts and I listen to different health podcasts, and they always are singing the praises of saunas and ice baths, to the point where I even looked at how much it would cost to install a little sauna in my house.
Not the ice bath?
The ice bath, I was like, I can take a shower or just a cold shower. Surprisingly, saunas are not expensive as I thought. They're still expensive and I'm not going to install one in my house. But I was surprised to learn that they're not as expensive as I originally thought they would be.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about everything we've talked about today, the natural hot springs, the saunas, the spas, the one cool thing that they all have in common is that they're all about embracing your relaxation and, you know, getting some peace and rest. And I think that's a great business model, and it's a great thing to try to participate in every once in a while. Like you said, spas can be really expensive and fancy, but you can also find experiences like the natural hot springs or the bathhouses in your local neighborhood that offer maybe not the fancy schmancy experience, but they still offer this relaxing communal experience. And I think that all of us should try to get out more often and give ourselves a treat to pamper ourselves every once in a while.
Cassie, I couldn't agree any more with you. Well said. And I think that's a nice note to wrap things up on here. So that will bring us to the end of today's episode, everyone. If you are a Qlips member, we're actually going to keep the episode going a little bit longer. We like to give some bonus content to our members. So if you're a member listening to this right now, guys, just log in to your Qlips account and go to the dashboard. You can find the ad-free version of the audio there, and that's where you'll be able to hear the bonus content with Cassie and I. But for this regular episode right here, we're going to wrap things up. So thank you, everyone, for listening all the way to the end. We hope you enjoyed this conversation. And of course, we would like to hear your two cents, what you have to say about this topic, about going to a spa or a sauna or a hot spring, anything like that. The best place to leave your feedback is on our Discord server. It's free to join. Everybody can participate, and we have thousands of people over on our Discord server practicing English every day, and we'd love for you to join us. So just click the link in the description, and that's how you can join us on Discord. But for now, we are going to take off, but we'll talk to you next time. Take care and see you later. Bye-bye.
See ya.